Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, that was lovely. Kim that recorded that for me, my friend, when I had a commercial on her radio station. But anyway, she always does such a nice job. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and everybody knows where that came from many years ago. My guest probably doesn't know, but when I worked for America Online, we had to choose a name. And I started off as an astrologer, and I didn't want S-T-A-R-S. So I sat down with paper and pen, and I wrote a column. You know, I just wrote these things down. Nope. Oh, and I like this one with the Z, stars with a Z. And I was very lucky. The webmaster, not that I'm not now, but the webmaster that I had in the very beginning loved that prefix. He loved the S-T-A-R-Z. So I got every domain I could get a hold of with that. And it's proven me right. So anyways, well, this is the time of the month when I get all the excerpts, all the articles, the poetry, all of that from everybody, and it's wonderful. It really, really is wonderful how they come in. And, you know, it's really funny because sometimes I have to remind people. It's like the 29th, or I have to send them a reminder. Hey, I got to have your stuff. You got anything? Those people I don't even have to remind anymore. They're just coming in, which makes my job a lot easier. Tonight we have a great lady on. I have to tell you, we've already, you know, talked a little bit, and I don't think I've ever had anybody that does this. Well, part of what she does, but not the whole thing. Anyways, I want to introduce my guest tonight, and her name is Athena Bahri, yes, that's right. And she said I pronounced it right. But anyway, she's a crystal Reiki healer, and she's just got a lot of things to talk about with crystals. I know everybody's always curious about crystals. I told her, I said, I am. I know that I am. But anyways, Athena, how are you tonight?
Hello, love. Thank you so much for that lovely intro. I'm doing so well, and it's wonderful to be sharing with you and your audience today, especially about something I'm so passionate about with crystals and energy.
That's right. I can remember years ago experiencing some, and I mean, I had some friends that had really big ones, but big ones that's not it. I have questions though for you, because I have some all around my bathtub, and I have one big one here in my office. It's good size. A lot of these were given to me though, Athena, and I cherish
Wonderful.
Them. Yes, I cherish them. I bought some little tiny ones, but none like this. I've got a huge one in my bathroom given to me by a lady that has worked with me for many, many years. And she just sent it because she said, well, I have too many of them, and I'm going to give you – well, this box was huge. I didn't expect this, you know, and she told me what to do with it. But anyways, I want to go to years ago. How did you get started with writing and crystals and Reiki and all of it when you were – well, I don't know. Let's start with, like, high school. Did you always want to write? Were you always inquisitive? How did this all begin for you?
Yes. I actually always wrote. It was just one of those things I was, you know, naturally drawn to. I wrote my first little book, actually, when I was in fifth grade that ended up winning some, you know, awards in schools and stuff. And my dad helped me. My dad was a writer. He did screenwriting and also in film and stuff, but in other capacities. But he loved to write, and I guess that just you know, things do really get passed on through your genes, through your blood, and this was one of them. So by the time I was, you know, a year later, like 11, I started writing a journal, and it was just one of those things I never put down, and I now have a box, like, in the garage filled with, like, all these different colored, you know, spiraled and otherwise journals, and it really kind of started there. So then several years ago, someone had suggested, well, you know, why don't you, you know, start a blog? And I was shocked, like, a blog. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to do that. Like, how do you do that? And
I know.
Lo and behold, you know.
My webmaster said, well, you know you're going to have to write a blog. Now, this was 20 years ago. They weren't even doing them. And I said, what? What is that? You have to write every
what
day.
Is
I
that?
Said, oh, my God, I can't write every day. Is that what you were told, too? You got to put something in every day or every so many days.
Same.
Because you want people to come back and read what you have to say. Oh, it's a job.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, no pressure. No pressure.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
So I did, and I started, and then I was shocked. Like, people read it, and I had a couple publishers reach out, and, you know, they had both said, like, oh, I read your blog, and I mean, yeah, you should have seen my face. My jaw was, like, on the floor, like, somebody actually reads this? Like, you're kidding? I had no idea that I was just putting it out there, and, you know, lo and behold, it landed in the right place. So one of the publishers that reached out, I ended up writing and creating together my book, Raise Your Vibes. So it was really such an amazing thing, and when you do what you love, the universe has a way of just providing what you need and what's right for you, and you're keeping your vibration, you know, in tune with what you love, and love is the highest vibration. So, you know, just keep doing that, and it will come around to you. It's usually not in the way you would expect, because I certainly did not expect this.
Right, and I think, you know, it's when it's supposed to, you know, kind of like what you said, because it's right now, and I've been doing this since 1998 was my first site. Now, 21 years later, things are taking shape.
Mm-hmm.
All that
beautiful.
Time. However, I've been on a path. I've met so many beautiful people along the way. Some nurtured me. Some, you know, they were kind of my mentors. One wasn't my mentor, but I think people arrive when they're supposed to kind of like push you along. Come on, Natalie, you can do this now. This is
Absolutely.
Another door for you. Probably like you too, Athena, because it's not
Absolutely.
Like you wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to do all this. Now, it doesn't happen that way. And you're right. It happens when it's supposed to. It's not like, well, I want this next week. Well, the universe says, no, you're not ready for this next week. You have to wait. And that's the hardest part, is waiting.
That's the hardest part is waiting. And also recognizing which people who are coming through really are meant to be teachers, just to, like you said, to kind of help you on your way. And then then they kind of disappear. They fall out of your life again. And
oftentimes
you think,
they do.
Why?
Yeah.
And
why? You want to have them forever, right? You want them forever.
Right. But, you know, they're only meant to be part of your journey for, you know, that short time. And then you have ones that stay with you through the whole thing. And it's wonderful to show gratitude for both, because both help us to get to where, you know, ultimately we're meant to be, and in divine timing, when we're ready, when we're open, when our vibration is the same as what it is we're wishing and hoping for. I mean, you've met all these incredible people. You have 20 years under your belt of, like, incredible experiences and people you've spoken to. I mean, there's, how would you, think about it, how would you do what you're doing today if you didn't have all of that behind you supporting you already, right?
Exactly. I mean, and you have to look back and think of all the people, and the people that you have right now around you. I mean, I have some authors that I've become pretty good friends with, and, you know, we talk, we Zoom, and we talk on the phone, and I've just got so many people around the world who are kind of like they've got my back. You know, I feel them all the time. And at any moment I could say to them, look, I need this article from you, or I need just an excerpt. Okay, and they'll have it to me that day or the next day. So, but you have to build that rapport. But like for me, Athena, probably for you, same thing, is that it doesn't take much for me. I mean, I just, like you.
Yes.
One of them. I got you on my train. You don't even know it yet.
Yay.
But yeah, it's true. Once you, and everybody that I've talked to, I've had a pleasant experience, and I even had one man say to me, I have never had such a great talk with somebody, and we laughed, and I thought, oh, my God, he's going to be so hard to talk to. What am I going to say to this man? Well, you know, everybody knows I can talk up a storm, but you have to have your background, and I have notes that I can look at, but I rarely look at them. I just talk. I bring out all the beautiful stuff about
flow.
You. Okay, so did you start? I'm a Reiki 2, I think. Yep, I'm a Reiki 2, but you're a master, right?
I am, yes, and I went in. I loved it so much that I kept going, and I got another master with another teacher and another one with another teacher. Part of growing with Reiki and living a Reiki life is you learn that it's always a journey. It's always a journey of learning and to go out. You're not finished just because you got your Reiki master's. Like, that's not
exactly
the end of the,
and you can get
the
all
game.
These modalities
so,
with it too. I have a friend who I met back in 1998. She was the one that talked to me about it, and she said, you might just stop it too. But because she said to me, I think you will, because I think you're going to be too busy and you won't have the time to be with a teacher. I mean, she was great. She just offered it to me because she felt it would help. I probably use it and I don't even know it, because she was
absolutely
very influential in my life. She really, really was. I used to always say to her, this was before, oh, I don't know, I had a lot of, you know, my feet got wet and all of that. I used to say she was the closest thing to God that I ever knew. But that, and that was a great statement, except that she was just so motherly around me, like, and encouraging me, and, no, you can do this, no. I mean, and she was adamant about things. I mean, she was tough on me. So, actually, she, you know, I think there's times like you, Athena, you kind of get off that road, kind of fall in the ditch a little, and you got to have somebody say, now, get up, get back on that road. There's a big boulder down there, but don't worry about it. You're going to get around it. Just do it. Well, that's what she was like to me. I never stopped. You know, and even when I worked for America Online, I had people around me that were so, they were credible, and I learned the ropes about having people on a site. Well, they were all messed up there, but anyways, I saw their flaws, and I saw what needed to be done, you know, that they were not doing right. But, I mean, it was a great way to get my feet wet. So everybody's got to start someplace, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
Now, what about the crystals? I can't wait to ask you about this crystal. How did you get into that? Did that come with your Reiki at the same time, or did it follow it, or what?
You know, if I were to put it in timelines, it wasn't that it was one and then the other. It was more like, you know, a hand in here and a hand in there. And this was something, you know, Reiki was something I was super passionate about and I wanted to learn more about. And then crystals were over here like, oh, yes, I love these little beauties. And, ooh, look at this energy. And I never thought of them as being together until, you know, I continued in my Reiki practice. And then I discovered, oh, actually, they can all work together. How lovely is this?
Right.
You know, I've gone to, you know, natural history museums and things like this since I was a kid, and then started, of course, bringing my kids, and my son was always drawn, and we would go into the gift shop, and we would look at all the crystals and all the little knickknacks that they would have in there, and actually, natural history museums have really wonderful little crystals, genuine ones that are very inexpensive. And he would always, you know, pick out, here, Mommy, you should have this one, and it would be like a little amethyst. And there was one time I went in and there was this gorgeous malachite dish, just stunning. And I didn't get it because at the time, and this is, oh gosh, you know, like more than a decade ago, he's 15 now, so he was little. And I was like, oh, it's like $50 for a little dish. Like, I don't think, I don't think I can do that. And, you know, never mind. But then when we went back the second time, they still had it. And I thought, I have to have this. Like, okay, whatever, I meant to have it, it's done, I'll keep my bracelets in it, it's fine. And I did, and I still have it today. I still have it next to me, and I still have my little bracelets in it. And that turned out to be my son's favorite stone, the malachite. So then moving in with Reiki, I kind of, it wasn't just that crystals were beautiful, but that they actually had an energy and an effect on our own energy, depending on, you know, how we feel and what makes us feel better. There are certain crystals that actually really can help. And then, of course, I had, you know, I've lived with serious, serious chronic debilitating back pain since I was about 19. I rolled over in a car on the freeway, and I was never quite the same again after. And everything that I had tried in Western medicine, and my poor husband, he's a chiropractor, worked on me for years.
Oh, I could use him.
Oh, he's fabulous. I always say he's the man with magic hands.
They do,
but,
they do.
You know, discovered,
yeah, if you do, you have to trust them, though, and he'll probably tell you that. I have one. I haven't been to him in a while. But I'm telling you, he doesn't, you know how they grab your head and turn it? He doesn't do that with me. We don't twist my head. What he does, no, don't do that, because I tighten up, right? So he's got this tool.
Right.
Your husband probably has it, too. It's a tool that they snap into your neck. It's like a, what's it look like?
Yeah,
that works.
Prong type thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it works. And sometimes it hurts, but it's the only way he could get to work on my neck, because I have had it where I couldn't even turn my neck. And it was a long, long time, and I had to go four times. It was, I mean, I would cry. I had to have my son come over and bring me one of his pain pills. I was crying so hard. And I had to wear a collar. It was because I did something to it, and it wasn't just I couldn't turn it. It was even if I had my head still, it hurt. Didn't matter.
Right.
Well,
right.
He did this deep therapy on it for me, but it took weeks. And weeks, and he helped me with my sciatica too, and that took weeks and weeks. It still hurts me.
Well, you know, the body is an amazing thing. The body is a wonderful, amazing self-healing thing. When you give it the right environment, it really can help heal itself. And that's a lot of the, you know, the ideology with chiropractic as well, is that your body can heal itself given the right environment. But, you know, we're so often masking, you know, the pain and the symptoms instead of getting to where the root of the problem is. The body does take time to heal. We're so impatient. We live in a society that's like, no, I need it fixed now. Give me the pill, you know. And that actually long-term causes more damage, as I discovered, than actually just allowing your body to heal. But we found out I had a fracture. And then once that happened, my husband was like defeated. I can't fix that, you know. And it came down to, okay, you're going to need surgery. And I had a L5-S1 fusion, which, let me tell you, that was a very humbling experience. Like, wow, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. It was incredible, incredible pain. And after so many years of using pain medication, the pain medication just didn't do anything. And it got to a point where I literally couldn't stand, like, how I was feeling and what state I was in. And in the hospital, at one point, my husband was screaming over my sobs because my jaw was shaking and I was sobbing, and it was just this big, you know, ugly mess. And he screams over my sobs, Athena, you're a Reiki master, for God's sake. Do Reiki on yourself. And it was like, oh my gosh, you can do that? I can do that.
Yeah,
okay,
you can do long distance
okay,
too.
And I'm crying. Yes, so much of my work is distant because of, well, the pandemic especially. But I started doing my own Reiki, and that was the day I really became such a believer, because in 45 seconds, my body calmed down, my breath came back to me, my jaw stopped shaking. Suddenly I could see, and I actually had all these people in the room with me that I didn't even know were there. And that was really the day that I was like, okay, this is not just something that's like, it makes you feel good. This is something that really, actually really works, and on a much deeper level than anything I've tried. So that was like, okay, how do I share this? How do I tell people about it? How do I get it out there? You know, and that's really when it started to pick up. And it was very shortly after this that the publishers started to come in and reach out about writing a book. So, it, you know, all about divine timing. And during my recovery, I couldn't get upstairs because I couldn't walk upstairs. So I slept in my, what is now, you know, my healing room. And I joked it was my healing room, which I didn't realize I'd be healing in. And I slept with crystals. I had them all over my bed. I looked up. I was learning about every different crystal that would help with muscles, with pain, with bone growth, with, you know, everything that I could get my hands on. I was sending him to the crystal shop. I was sending my best friend to the crystal shop. I need this one. I need that one. And
right.
Next thing you know, I'm sleeping with a bed of rocks. And my husband comes in one day and he's looking at me like, so,
oh, gosh, what did we create?
What's going on here? You're sleeping with rocks now? And, you know, he's trying to keep an open mind.
My wife's in there with her crystals.
Yeah.
She doesn't want me. She wants her crystals.
Yeah. Yeah, that was exactly it. And I'm 3 months in, and I'm, you know, I'm finally, you know, getting better. My girlfriend's like, okay, Pina, like, you know, you got to go back upstairs. Like, you got to move back into your bedroom. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I do, don't I? Okay, fine. I went from being so lonely and isolated and feeling separated from my family to really enjoying this quiet time where I really spent a lot of time working on myself, healing, writing. And, you know, really opening my mind to things. Because when you can't move and you're really in a sedentary position, like, let me tell you, I have so much love and appreciation for the elderly and people who are in a position physically that they are dependent on others, because it is such an incredible, humbling experience. And you have to have the most amazing amount of patience. And just, I pray that everybody in that state has someone as loving and supporting as I did, because that's really
that's a big part of what helped me. Athena, you know, you don't, you have to be in it to realize that there is a person that depends on you for everything. I mean, they just can't do it alone. They just can't. And some people encounter that in their life and some people don't. I did. But I wasn't afraid. I did fear for my life many days, but I still managed. I had help. You couldn't see. There was no doubt in my mind, and I have somebody listening. She's probably nodding her head. I saw the feet of Jesus in my bathroom. Aww. I was sobbing. My husband had Alzheimer's, but he had the kind that he got really volatile. He was angry. He was just mean. And he had a bad temper. He had a very bad temper anyhow. And, you know, the neurologist said sometimes they get really calm and sometimes they go off the deep end. He thought I had killed his wife. I was no good. And he would look at me and I knew he's going to come running at me. And that's what he would do. And he would push me and throw me. But you know what, Athena? That was the one time that I was in the bathroom and locked the door, and I was just sobbing because I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? He's going to really hurt me. I looked down. I saw the feet of Jesus and his robe. I got up. That's it. That's all it took. Opened the door, and I was good to go. And I always tell people I stood tall. I couldn't put him anywhere because I would have lost my house, but it doesn't matter. My son and I talked, and he said, do you think you can do it? I said, I have no idea. Well, I did it. I did it. And he was a lot more powerful than me. But he really wasn't, Athena. He really wasn't, because I had everything you couldn't see around me. I had, you know, I believed so much that it was like I had a wall there. I mean, he could have attempted to do things, but it never really happened like he thought he could do it. So, but I stand tall with it, that I kept him home and I took care of him. And somebody said, you should write about it. And I said, nope, I don't want to go there. No, I don't want to.
It is a journey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was a long one. There for a while, I couldn't even drive with him. I had to give my car to my son because he was too dangerous. He was just too dangerous. And he was a teacher, and he was brilliant. And I think when you think about it, you know, it's really sad. That's because they can't even talk to you. They don't know. It's not like you have, you know, something else wrong with you. You have pain. At least you can talk and think. They can't at all.
They can't. Yeah.
And
it's really a plague. And years ago, nobody knew what it was. So they just thought that, you know, they were alcoholics or they were crazy. You know, my aunt,
that's right,
Rita, she had Alzheimer's, and the press were just brutal to her, you know, labeling her as this horrible alcoholic. And, you know, her daughter ended up taking her, whisking her into a home in New York, and she was so lost and so gone. And it was just it's such an awful disease because it really robs the person of themselves and of the people that love. So it's really one of those really sad declines, and I hope that I don't end up with that myself later because it's, you know, in the gene pool. So we'll see. Hopefully not.
Well, you know, and it's run in your family, not my family, but his family, because his mother was like that, his father was like that, mm-hmm. and he had a sister, and then him,
mm-hmm.
and a brother. There's only one brother left. So you see, it is a genetic kind of thing. My family, it's all heart, so I'm very careful. You know, I have a cardiologist and all that kind of good stuff. We don't want to talk about that, but anyways,
yeah.
I'm very blessed. I really, really am. I lived through all that, and you lived through what you went through because you realize, I mean, you can't really, it's not apples to apples, but you can say to yourself, oh my God, how did I do all of that? How did I make myself be still and allow for help? It was
absolutely.
It was healing.
I was one of those people that
nobody could say, "Well,
myself.
Go to the store and buy this bag of healing." Nobody could do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and what
I believe,
I didn't realize after the surgery is the doctor says, "Okay, well, I did everything I could do. Now you need to go home and grow bone." And it was like, "Wait, what? You didn't fix me?" And they're like, "Well, no, you have to now." Now it's up to you. And it was such a shock. Like, wait, what do you mean? I have to heal myself now? Like, you're supposed to do
that.
Yeah,
well, I think I'm like, what? What do I do, right?
No. This is why back surgeries, you know, also have such a high failure rate because, you know, so much of the actual process is not done, you know, on the table. It's done afterwards when you're at home. So that was a really scary part and why I had put it off for so long. And you know, and I'm one of those people, for better or for worse, I don't just get like normal colds and stuff, normal like, you know, little viruses or flus or whatever. It has to be really big. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
mine is like
surgery,
that too.
Rolling
I would
over
get pneumonia.
Yes.
Oh no,
oh,
no sniffles. I just did a blast of this, and isn't that true? You know, I'm going to tell you this. I have talked with so many people, and we are parallel. Like we're all there's so many similarities you can't imagine. I've talked to people all over the world, and most of the writers start when they're young. They usually have parents that are very well educated. And they were writers, they did poetry or whatever. But these people, the authors of now, started when they were very young. The door opened for them. I mean, it's the strangest thing.
How interesting.
You know, I'm amazed. I sit and listen because I really should have kept tabs on everything because, you know, right there, that would be a little short story. I can tell you about all these people. They all did this. They all did this. You know what I'm saying? But it's true.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Well, you know, and that's what, you know, I guess that's the bond that kind of, you know, we all share together too. And the same with healers. I mean, you look at people who are into healing and, you know, working with angels or with tarot. Most of these people that, at least that I've encountered, have all experienced some kind of major trauma or addiction or a parent that was abusive or some kind of major trauma that led them to.
Yeah, I almost died when I was 32, and that is true. Almost every one of them encountered something in their life that was so traumatic, but somehow, and they didn't know then, but somehow they got through it, and it took them another step further. They ended up moving forth. It didn't hold them back. Somebody said to me that we're all, a lot of times we're just soul family. You know, we're all connected. Oh, I believe that. But, you know, I have the, like yourself, I have the most beautiful people on my show. I really do. They bring such wonderful stuff to the listeners, and even after the show, it's recorded and they can listen. And let's get started on crystals. I keep dragging you back to that.
Okay,
yes. Okay. Well,
okay.
This I have what is called a record keeper. Is that what it's called? Okay, it's big.
Yeah,
my friend
in
Florida,
is that the one in
decided,
your bathroom?
This was the big crystal that I got. She decided to send this to me. And she said, now call me when you get it because I got to tell you what it is. Oh, well, it had all these ups and downs, and, you know, it's just not, it's a strange looking, not a strange looking crystal, but I guess it's got a lot of stuff with it. I don't know a whole lot about it. But she said it's called the record keeper. And I said, well, a record keeper? I mean, now remember, I'm the novice here. She said,
wow.
Yes. She said, it's got all the knowledge that you need. It's right there. And this was a long time ago that she talked to me about it. And she said, I think you should have this. I said, but it's, you know, it was very cost. I mean, I didn't pay for it, but I know she paid a lot for it. And I said, well.
Oh, especially if it's large. Yeah.
I said to her, well, gee whiz. And she, no, I want you to have this. I want you to have
it. And
heavy. Yeah.
Aww.
So tell us about
that
the record
such
keeper.
A wonderful,
keeper.
Wonderful
and I got to tell people what it's like. Say you were in the Antarctic and you saw ice jagged, like you'd see a little step, then you'd see a big jump up, and then another one down. It's not flat.
Right.
I have that in my bathroom, and every once in a while I look at it and I'll say, I wonder what you want to tell me. You know?
Aww.
But say and what it tell everybody about that and the amethyst. I am drawn to that as well. Okay, so talk about the record keeper. Do you know much about it?
Well, I know quite a bit about most of the crystals. I really got into clear quartz. And when my husband and I celebrated our 15th anniversary, the traditional gift is crystal. And we always do like a traditional gift with each other on our main anniversary because we have a couple. And when I did that, I thought, well, I didn't want to just get, you know, what, like a pair of crystal glasses or like crystal, like for the house, a vase, like that's boring. Let's go to a crystal store. And he kind of thought I was a little nutty. And this was, you know, he was still kind of catching on to me being, I guess we'll say. And we went in and bought a window quartz, actually. So very similar. A window quartz is where you kind of, it gives you vision into looking ahead. But a record keeper, according to, professionals in the industry, I guess you'll say, really say that they hold the secrets, the knowledge, the wisdom of the universe.
And
it
she told me.
It has these facets on there. Right.
They're
it
expensive.
Has these facets on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said they're expensive.
Yeah, so. Oh, they're actually very expensive. When you get into especially larger sized crystals, they can get to be, I bought one, the one we ended up getting, I think it was a little over $500 and, you know, really not that large. It sounds like your bathroom one is larger probably than what we have. But again, I keep that in our bedroom. I keep that as a window into, you know, our love for the future and a beautiful, like, just symbolic piece of, you know, crystals are so much older than us. I mean, they have been here for, you know, millennia and millennia, right? Like forever, forever. The oldest crystal is like over 4 billion years old. It predates like all fossils even. So these crystals have been here for so long. So when they say it's the holder of, you know, the wisdom of the universe, let's just think about how many millennia this crystal has been here and seen, you know, the days pass, the earthquakes happen, the natural disasters, entire species come and go. You know, they've been here since before dinosaurs. You know, these are amazing pieces. And when we can tap into that energy, and for yours, for example, I mean, my goodness, taking a spiritual bath has got to be one of my favorite things ever. And I, like you, I have my crystals all lined up there on the sill. And I still keep my big appetite there to keep my back strong. And I have a nice big giant piece there. But when you sit there and, like, you have your spiritual bath, or just your time, you know, your quiet time for yourself, which now that I'm thinking, it's so interesting that you saw Jesus when you were in that bathroom, locked into the bathroom. There's something about this. Where
yeah, it was there too when this happened to me. It was there. I've had it for years.
It's amazing. It's amazing that it happens to be in that same. I mean, maybe not amazing. Maybe it's, you know, there's no coincidence.
Nobody ever told me that either. You're the first person that ever said that. And you know, it drew upon something to help me,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah,
and Jesus was there, and I've seen him a few times, but that was, and I never had a major problem or a breakdown like I did that day. I was, like I said, I got up, I stopped crying, I got up, unlocked the door, I didn't miss a beat.
Amazing, and you had that gorgeous, beautiful support, that heavenly, angelic support. You know, Jesus is, you know, considered one of the ascended masters. And, you know, whether you believe in religion or you don't, he was an actual person that created really beautiful change for a lot of people.
I am very, very, I'm very much a believer. And, oh, yes, I am.
Yes.
All that you're thinking I am, I am. I am.
I love it. Yes. So these, with your crystal, I mean, you can have a look at it when you're, you know, when you're meditating or you're sitting in your bath and you're just, you know, keep it, you know, you have it next to you. Just see, like, which of those, you know how there's, like, those triangle shapes on them, like the facets? And you'll notice from time to time, you know, a specific side or a specific will catch the light in a way and just kind of pop out at you. And so when it says this is activating cellular memory in yourself, because look, we are over 60% water, and water holds memory. And it kind of, you know, continues to, it's not like it disappears, right? Water doesn't disappear. Energy doesn't disappear. It just goes into another form and another place. And this cellular memory holds, you know, memories or, say, visions or a time that has since passed, and this beautiful crystal that you have will help activate that so that you'll have these visions or these what feel like memories but are maybe not something that actually happened to you in this lifetime. So that was really a beautiful gift to receive
it was,
from
yeah.
your friend.
And then she sent me a box of smaller ones, and but this one was so big, and I said, let me send you some. No, my gift to you. And I said, well, don't you want it? Nope, it's for you. This belongs
Aww.
To you. And she, and I never thought of it that way, that the way I got up and I was okay and the crystal was there, I drew upon it, I suppose, or it brought to me the strength that I needed.
Absolutely.
And many times.
One and the same. We're all connected.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And she knew.
Yeah.
She said, no, this doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. She says, and I've known for quite a while. And I met her when I was on America Online. And she's just always, she would say to me, I love you more than anything, and you don't know what you are. And I said, I'm just Natalie. No, she has this rough voice, kind of. No, she said, you're much more than that, and you're going to see. She says, why do you think you keep going at what you're doing? I said, well, because I love it. No, and she'd be this deep. I mean, and she was a big woman, and so she's coming through the phone.
But no,
she said, you are the angel. She said, I'm going to tell you that you keep this crystal with you. Don't ever let it go. And I said, okay, because, you know, I was this novice. I didn't know what it was. I mean, let's call a record keeper. Well, what does that mean? You know,
yes.
Like I'm supposed to know these things. But I did not know, Athena, at all what it was. And today I talked to a lady, and she talked to me about crystals. It's strange. And
huh.
I have forgotten about
them.
And here I have you on the show. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
no.
See how that works out? It's all about divine timing, and the universe
of course
is bringing
it is.
Little things, little pieces together, and, you know, bringing us together. That's so beautiful. I love
it
that.
Really
yeah,
is.
I went to you. They really also hold like a, it's almost like another element to them, that selfless aspect. It's not like, oh, I want it, I'm going to buy it. It's when it's a gift, you know, the intention is different, and it's brought to you in this way that's, you know, with
yeah.
love. I mean, that's why it's always shocking to me, you know, when, you know, if people, like, steal crystals. I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, what
yeah, and, you know, I have another one she gave me that's probably about, it's about 6 inches tall, comes to almost a point, not quite. She sent me that one, too, after the record keeper, and she was, you know, she, I said, well, weren't you worried it was going to break? She said, nope. In her deep voice, no, she said. I mean, she would scare you when she talked, but she loves me dearly. I know that, you know, and now this one has like a point. It's clear. It's not an amethyst. It's clear. I do have an amethyst one. Not as big as the record keeper, and not as big as this one. All from the same lady. Nope, I'm giving these to you. These belong to you, she said, and they're going to help you along your path. And she said, "It's they're for you. They're not for me. They're for you." And
that's so beautiful.
I was just, and she was pretty sick there for a while, and with her heart and that. I haven't heard from her in a little while, but she'll be tapping me. She'll be, you know. And she talks to somebody named Merlin. She likes to talk to Merlin. She says, well, I'll ask Merlin about this. I said, well, you can ask whoever you want. I said, but I'm going to tell you. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't really have – anybody, I mean, I just talk to God every day. That I go right to the source. I don't fool with anything else. And I, everybody has their little thing that they do. And then I have a friend that passed. Everybody knows who she is. And I talk to her too. And her picture's above me. And then my best friend is there too. She passed away. But I mean, you know, sometimes I'll sit down with Athena and I'll say, you've taken everybody away. Why? You know, it's just me.
Oh.
Well, you know what answer I get? Because it's always been you. It's always been me. Now, the friend that was my best friend from grade school, she thought I could do anything. You can do anything. I said, I can't. Yes, you can. All
yes,
these
you
strong
can.
People
of course
around
you can.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
it's
these
amazing.
Strong people around me. Yes, yes you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can and you'll do it. You'll see. Got me started in astrology, and that's how I started.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, mine gave me a
so we've all got stories, don't we?
Yeah,
tell me about the amethyst. Now, the amethyst, for people that don't know, is like a purple color, right? It's like a no, that's not really purple. What is it called? What's that color of it? I got to go look in your shop.
It's pretty purple. You know, I guess some people could say it has actually different, you know, shades of purple, I guess you could say. There's, you know, there's some that are actually kind of like a lavender. There are some that are a real deep, dark purple. There are some that are kind of light. It's part of the quartz family as well, actually. And it gets its color from the earth, from, you know, little bits of iron and aluminum and other, like, natural little things, how the water has affected it, you know, while it grew. But it's really probably my favorite, you know, quartz and amethyst are just, I don't know, I have a special love for them and all of the big pieces that I have now. So my husband used to say, like, you know, oh, what are you sweeping?
You have
rocks
one.
Now?
I have to tell everybody, if you go to her site, crystalreikihealer.com, you're going to see her holding it. I believe it's an amethyst. It's in the shape of a heart.
Yes. Yes, that is my heart. So lovely story behind that one. That was the Christmas that was just 1 month post-op. And I was still using my little walker, and I was, you know, pretty messed up. And Christmas was really an effort that year because, and I have three children, so we had to make it happen. And my husband was, let me tell you, amazing. Now, he didn't grow up with Christmas. He's Persian. He was born in Tehran. And so they didn't celebrate Christmas. This wasn't something that they did. So he really only did that with me. And, of course, he was married for a few years, so he watched. He took notes, obviously, because he did such an amazing job in pulling this off. And Christmas morning, you know, he was like, here, you know, and the kids were all gathered around. They were so excited. And he's like, well, actually, you better sit down. And I was like, okay. So I sat down, and he's like, all right, well, here, I'm going to put it in your lap. And he goes, no, wait, actually, you can't lift it out of the bag. So no, just close your eyes.
I can see that. It's huge. That thing is huge. It's got to be heavy.
It's quite heavy. And, you know, I couldn't lift more than, like, I don't know, I think I was restricted to, like, 3 pounds or something at the time. So he sat me down on my lap, and the kids were gathered around, and he set this beautiful heart amethyst in my lap, in my hand. And let me tell you, I just started, the tears just started flying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sobbing.
Everybody listening should go to her site, crystalreikihealer.com. You will see her holding this beautiful heart-shaped amethyst. It's just magnificent. It is magnificent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, he really touched my heart that year. That was really a special thing, and I still keep it with me all the time. I'm doing any of my writing for, you know, for my website or the blog. When I was doing the book, I always had my amethyst heart here right next to me so that, you know, the energy from that, and again, as a gift, you know, that love that
there
comes
you go.
To
it
you.
Was, yeah.
These
Isn't
gifts.
That wonderful?
Yeah, it
That's
was really,
wonderful.
It was really a special thing. Mm-hmm. He has since gone, you know, an extra measure. I now have angel wings in my healing room. They're these giant, gorgeous healing wings. Some people say they're butterfly wings, but I always looked at them and saw angels. So to me, they look more like angel wings. And I keep my book, Razor Vibes, just under it, you know, like having the angels watching over.
We should talk about that. We've been talking about these crystals. And yeah. Tell us about Razor Vibes. I mean, that came out when
Thank
in March?
You.
Did that come out? Yes, came out March 16th.
That released in March, which was an interesting time. We were still in full-blown pandemic and lockdowns over here. And so it was a little bit anticlimactic in that, like, wow, we can't do a book signing. We can't go outside. We can't do anything. Everything was online. So it was really interesting. And, you know, I wrote this really during the lockdowns of the pandemic the year before in 2020. So drawing on, you know, what I have learned and things that I knew, and, of course, talking to my angels and, you know, manifesting and all of, like, there's so much in this book because I felt like, you know, everybody's at a different point in their journey. So different things will apply to, you know, to you depending on what you're going through. And it covers a lot of things that we were facing and we are facing, everything from, you know, depression and self-confidence, getting our focus, our motivation, all these, you know, human things that we have to deal with on a regular basis in our lives. And also how to work with your kids, how to work with your partners on a level that is not, it's not like a traditional therapy. It's a way for you to actually open and align your energy together so you can understand each other, so you know where each other is coming from, and in a way that, you know, you're also open to communicating and sharing with them from a place of love. And so while I'm writing this, it's all about bringing in all these tools, you know, whether it was crystals, of course, was a big part of it, working with the moon, with moon rituals, working with my angels, like you had, you know, Jesus in your bathroom. Well, when I had typhus, right before I was supposed to have the surgery, I was scheduled for a double fusion, and I happened to get typhus 4 days before the surgery, which, you know, who gets typhus, right? Murine typhus, like, really? That just doesn't happen to anybody. Everybody, nobody believed that that was, like, the doctors, I mean, didn't believe. They're like, there's no way you have murine typhus. And I was like, nope, our very good friend, who is a brilliant doctor, looked at my labs, and the ER, you know, they didn't know what to do with me. So we sent it to her, and she's like, you got murine typhus. This is the antibiotic you need. This is what you got to do. And they thought I was crazy. And then I'm laying in this hospital, literally, like, dying because I don't have what the medication I need, and my lungs are getting full of fluid, and I just, it was just one of those really, one of those moments in life where you're like, I need help, and I don't know what to do, and I'm alone in this room, and my uncle had just passed with cancer, and so I was starting to have, like, a panic attack because I couldn't breathe, and I just started talking to him, like, how are you? Are you okay? And I, you know, so whether people believe in angels or not, my uncle stepped into my room. And I asked him how his wife was, because she had passed 2 weeks before him. And he reached behind him, took her hand, and she stepped out of these shadows. And it was the most amazing thing. And I asked about my grandparents, and my grandparents stepped through. And then my other set of grandparents who, you know, my grandfathers I had never met. And my grandfathers are amazing, and they're looking at me, and they're talking with me. And my poor sister, she thought that meant, you know, that was it. I was a goner. Like, I was done when I told her. She started a Facebook prayer group, like, this whole thing. She's like, oh, my God, my sister is dying. And I was like, no, they came to support me. Like, they, you know, my grandfather, who I'd never met, had this amazing, like, jovial, like, joking with me and laughing and talking. And, oh, if only I could remember what he was saying. And, you know, I wasn't even on medication or anything. Like, I was just in the thrill of typhus at this point. And,
yeah.
You know, later when I talked to my dad, he's like, oh, my God, that's really what he was like. And I was like, well, he came to me, and I'm crying all over again, you know, like, it's amazing. And they supported me and gave me this strength. So this was a huge part of, you know, what catapulted me forward, because my surgery was canceled. I ended up not having that double fusion with that doctor. My nerve pain took a break for a minute. I mean, I was still in the hospital for about a week, but, you know, afterwards, my nerve pain had gone down. I canceled the surgery. I wasn't even allowed to. Like, I wouldn't even be allowed to have surgery after. You have to wait, like, 2 months. And I was okay, and I found a different doctor, and the one that I ended up using. And I really believe, like, I had my angels there, you know, that stepped in and were like,
yeah.
No, this
oh, yeah.
isn't right for you, and we need to interfere. And it was like, yeah, but did you have to interfere with something that almost killed me? And it's like, well, actually, that's the only thing that would have stopped the surgery, because if it was just a cold, you know, you would have been fine. You would have been cleared for surgery. So it had to be something.
I have to tell you what happened to me, because maybe you'll have what it is, what it was, I mean. I got some kind of a virus from a glass in a restaurant. There was a man and myself both got really sick, like a hepatitis.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I went into my doctor's every single day for 2 injections because I didn't want to go in the hospital. I said, no. I'll walk out. I'm not a good patient. Okay, but you got to come in every day.
You and me both.
This one night I woke up, Athena, and my room was glowing a yellow, not a pure yellow.
Beautiful.
It was a golden yellow. Well, you
it's
know,
like
when you see
glow.
Something like that,
yes.
You think that, oh, good, I'm dreaming. I kept covering my eyes and blinking and thinking, no, this is not a dream. So I kept looking around. Where's this coming from? Not any light.
Right.
I turned around, and there was about a 7.5-foot crystal on my wall. That's where the light, that's where it was all coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It was mammoth. And you would have thought I would have sat up until the sun rose to watch it. No. I was put back to sleep.
Oh,
and
you were given this vision. Yeah, given this vision. Here, this is for you, and now you can go back to sleep, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had to see it. That's what my theory is. I had to see it.
Yeah.
Because if it was healing for me, which they couldn't do anything for me, and him and I probably both would have died, I don't know what happened to him, but, you know, I had a lot of psychic friends and that. Oh, it was healing. I said, it wasn't just healing. I said, you don't get it. I had to see it with my eyes, or else it could have been done while I was asleep.
Right.
And
right.
that, absolutely. It was not a, it was a raw crystal, kind of like, well, not a record keeper, because it was a, it was one big mammoth crystal. So, you know, my friend that...
Well, raw crystals are so beautiful because raw crystals are really in their original form, before they've been polished, before they've been handled by man and their machine.
Yes.
So their energy is very, very pure. Like the amethyst that I have, that's all raw on the side there. That's all raw crystal. And it's the energy that comes off of these is so incredible. It hasn't been messed with. You know, by our by man, by, you know, whatever we're thinking, like, oh, we can make it smooth and pretty. Yes, smooth and pretty is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. I have palm stones. I have lots and lots of different types of crystals, tumbled in other ways. But those raw crystals really carry that most incredible healing energy. And, you know, like that photo in the book, my mom took that photo, actually. My mom has been a photographer forever. And, She was over here for a visit and was like, let's do some pictures. This is what we do for fun. We have mother-daughter photo shoots, right? So she was over. She lives in another state now, unfortunately. But she was over, and we had no idea that that would end up being the photo that we put on the back of the book. And she was so happy and so proud of me. And I was like, Mom, I love you so much. Thank you for this picture that is now, you know, seen around the world, and it's with that beautiful crystal in a way that I never could have captured how beautiful this crystal is.
If I were to take a picture
to show you, it's
gorgeous.
Something.
I wish I could have got a picture of the one that I saw that appeared.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well,
too.
I didn't have time.
You just needed my mom.
It was I was absorbing whatever it was giving me, and
well, you were also. And you were healing in a time that you really needed that energy. So it wasn't about just gazing at something beautiful. It was about receiving the energy that you needed to heal and get better.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's
actually
stopping
to save me. Exactly. It was quite wonderful. And
amethyst is like that. It has the energy of the violet flame, which, you know, violet flame goes back. I mean, there's talk about it in the Bible about this amazing flame in the Book of Daniel, where King Solomon's there and he tries to punish people and they step out of this fire and it's like, what is going on? And I had asked my sister about it, because she's more religious, you know. Both my sisters actually are religious, and they really were like, gave me a lot of this insight on Saint Germain and on, you know, the violet healing light that really is connected and a source of, you know, God, the universe, whatever it is, the angels, whatever it is that that your faith is, because I think faith is all, we all have that beautiful faith, and maybe we just call it by another name, but it's all that same gorgeous, beautiful energy of faith and of God or of what you believe in. And amethyst really has this. So I'm not surprised at all that you are drawn to this stone. And there's plenty on the, you know, I have a chapter on the violet flame and how it's healing for you and how to call on its energy and work with an amethyst crystal to call on that energy. So it's, you know, there's lots of things like this in the book where, you know, depending on what stage you're in your openness to the universe or your, you know, what you're going through in your life, there is, you know, there's a little bit in here for everybody depending on, you know, what they're going through in their journey. And what works for us today might not work tomorrow. So I always feel like it's good to have options. And this book definitely gives you plenty of options. And works as a great guide. So it's not like you don't read it start to finish. You know, you can read it, you know, pick a chapter that resonates for you and start there.
Exactly. I do have your book. But I want to let everybody know that you also have a shop where you have crystal bracelets. You have all kinds of beautiful things there.
Thank you.
That's in your crystal, ReikiHealer.com. I mean, you've got anything you could ever want, of course, and your books are there. And you will know it's true. I'm looking at your bracelets. I'm trying to see which one I really like.
Pick them out. I'll send it to you. My pleasure.
Well, I've got this idea about, I don't know, I kind of like the jade, but then again, I'm not sure. I have to think about it.
Okay.
I have to meditate
on
it.
No, you think about it. Meditate on it. Sit next to your record keeper and see what color comes through for you.
Well, you know, it's really funny that I brought that up. I forgot about it. I mean, I look at it, but I forgot about it. And then while we were talking, I thought, I'm going to ask her about it because I can't reach my friend. And, she would just say to me, well, you know.
Well, you know. Yeah.
You know. So I'll ask Merlin. I said, go ask Merlin. I said, tell him I want to know.
Yeah, why
you
do we
know
have to ask someone else?
You know. Nobody has to tell you. But anyways, that's when I started thinking of it again, and I'm going to start talking to it when I'm taking my bath.
Well,
okay.
You know, she has a wonderful point, too, because we do know, and when we tap into our intuition and what really matters to us, we really do know, and maybe we need that validation from someone else to help us feel like, oh, yeah, okay, that's right. But when we tune into what really is important to us, you know, we do know. We have that inner knowledge. And, you know, it's just learning to – we have to learn to trust that and trust our intuition and trust where our heart is pulled to, you know, where our energy is drawn to. Because that – and that's kind of the hardest part, especially as, like, we're growing up because we're always told, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. And so then
you have to trust what you're getting.
Right?
And a lot of times you just want to hear it from somebody else. And that's really true too, because you don't trust yourself, or you kind of think, oh no, that can't be it. That just can't be. So you want confirmation from somebody, and you'll get it. But you have so many beautiful things on your site. The lady that passed was from Arkansas, and of course that's where a lot of the crystals, the raw crystals, are. And
they
she
are.
Sent
they
me
have
stuff.
A lot.
She sent me jewelry. Mm-hmm. I have jewelry. But not the record keeper. She didn't send me big pieces, but she would make jewelry with it, and I have a bunch of that. And, you know, all these people that I have met along the way, and some have left, and it's sad for me because but then again, you know, I keep thinking that this lady was really strong. She's probably saying now, you know, Natalie, you can do this yourself. You don't need anybody to be by your side. You can do it. But I like to have people
like
earn
to
money
have
and to have little jobs.
Yeah.
And I just like to spread it out. You know, that's what I am. It's not it's not about me. That's what I like.
It's
I like to do that.
Me.
I thrive at it.
Yeah. It's about us as one. We're all connected. And when you vibe higher, I vibe higher. Our whole world vibes higher. Like this is, you know, if we could all just kind of switch our perspective a little bit to realize that we really are all connected. You know, when you're helping somebody else, you know, you're not just helping them. You're helping you too. You're helping future generations. You're helping your kids. You're helping your parents. You know, we've gotten into this cycle of just being so, you know, involved in me, and that's just not where you're going to find, you know, that validation. That's not where you're going to find what you're looking for, and it's going to take you a lot longer to get what you want when we have this mentality of me. You know, it's only when we start to think outside that box that the universe is like, you've graduated. Yay, congratulations. You are ready for the next level up, you know.
It's like the commercial, hey, Mikey, he gets it. She gets it. Finally. We've been beating her on the head for so long.
How
many
messages
got
to send to you?
It's just it's great. It's really great. And I have enjoyed you tonight. I'm taking all your time. Now, where are you located?
I'm in Calabasas. Yes, in Los Angeles, Southern California.
Okay. All right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably
where are you located? You're on.
I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, you're in South Carolina. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful.
But I was originally from Detroit. You know, Motown. I was from Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's where I was born and raised, and went to beauty school there, and. I had really great jobs. I worked in a nursing home. I did hair. I was a beautician, and I worked in a tennis club for quite a few years. I loved that. So I have a variety in my background, you know, a lot of different things.
I love
it. Yeah, but I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm doing working on the magazine today, tomorrow, and probably Friday I'll be working on it, but that's okay. I take my time. I make sure it's perfect. And I enjoy it, and I'm bringing all the beautiful people out there to the world to see, just like on the radio show.
And what's the name of the magazine, Natalie?
It's called, I'll send you the link. It's Mystic Living Today.
Oh, I love it.
I'll send you an email to your email address.
Yeah.
Then you can just peruse it. But if you know you do that, I'm going
to
say, hey, you know what, Athena, I need something for you for the next issue.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, if you ever need anything, you know, I happen to like to write. I just finished an article. I was so blessed to be asked to be a guest editor for Soul and Spirit and on their November issue for their, they have a moon oracle. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but they have a new deck coming out. They have one of these freebies that come with every magazine. So they asked me to write about them for them. And it was really so cool. I had like a week to do it. And the night before it was due, I stayed up till 5 a.m. finishing because I'm one of those, like, I have a deadline. I got to get it done. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, this magazine, I don't like doing it on the first. But if I get last-minute stuff, I mean, I've got a ton of stuff. I make a list. I make a list of people that I send reminders to, and then I make a list of everything that I've received. I mean, and I've been doing this for years. And because you know what happens is you'll say, oh, gosh, when did I get that from him or her? I mean, you know, but it's usually the same. I have featured writers. I have a lady that does a column. She's from Berlin. It's really, I have three poets, one's from China, one's from Japan, and one is from India. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah, I love it, bringing the world together. Yes, I love that.
From China, he'll send me, I'll say, well, take a look at this for any errors. I can fix them in a second. And you can almost, when you read the email, you can almost see him bowing. Very fine. Looks very fine. I just can see him doing that. And then you know what he does? I asked him to write my name in Chinese. So he did, of course. So now what he does, I can't read the stuff, but after every paragraph, he'll put it in Chinese. And I said, I wonder why. He said, because you asked him to write your name, and he knows you have feeling for it, and that's why he's doing it. He knows you appreciate it. And I do. Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's just, I can just see him nodding my head. Yes, very fine, Miss Natalie, very fine.
Very fine.
Nodding his head.
Oh.
They're the cutest people. All of them. I mean,
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
And I will send you an email with the link to the magazine, but I will also sometime before the November issue, like maybe the 14th or the 15th, I will send you an email that you can...
I will look forward to it.
You can send me something. And I want to tell everybody again about your site.
For errors.
CrystalReikiHealer.com. People probably listen and say, God, she's always laughing and joking. Well, that's what the show is about, is to let people know that you're a real person. You're not sitting up on your throne just because you've written books and you've got this and this and this. That's not what it's about. You're a person, and you're bringing all the beautiful, your beautiful work to the world, and that's what I'm doing. I'm presenting it to the world. I want everybody to know about you that might not even know about you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, well, it's not about, the ego. It's, you know, I'm not any different than anybody else out there. I just wrote it down on a page, you know. That's, maybe there's a difference there, but, you know, we're all the same. And if we can help each other, then that makes everything so much better. I have three kids that are growing up in this world. I need it to be better for them, you know. And, I'm not better than anybody else. Everybody's, you know, pain is valid. It doesn't have to always necessarily be to have experienced something that's, you know, important and valuable for them. But, we all are going through our own experiences, and it's just nice to have that support and, you know,
sure,
realize we're all human and we're all
going
through it.
My friend just typed to me, she said, you and she speak the same language. She listens to my shows, and she always types something.
Aww.
Very good, she said. Oh, yeah. She would tell me, oh, God, that's lousy. She never tells me that it's lousy, but she'll just say, oh, my God. You know, I can tell. She said you and she speak the same language. And we do.
Oh, thank you. We
that,
do.
That makes
yes,
me feel really
clearly.
Good. Well, you have an awesome
that.
Evening.
Thank you.
And, you know, you can tell your husband anytime he wants to fly to South Carolina and work on my back. That would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Or if I get out there.
Send his magic hands over there.
Well, you know, they really are. But you've got to find the right one. And that's
absolutely.
The truth. Some people
and,
are afraid.
And
I mean, that man that helped me with my sciatica and my neck, I'm telling you, I had to wear a collar. It was awful. I mean, I just... All I wanted to do was sit there and do nothing because I couldn't do anything. It was so painful.
Oh, yeah.
Every time, well, no matter what I did, it was painful. But you don't realize
it
the
is.
Muscles, and he'll tell you, the muscles in your neck that are going down your back, they all work together. And if something is out
they
of whack,
they all work together.
They're going to be
and
all
of
out
your
of whack.
Nerve. All of your,
yeah.
your spinal
oh, yeah.
column,
oh, yeah.
all of your nerves.
I mean, I
so
stopped. It was like 11:30.
Any of those.
This one night, I said, you know, you got to come up, bring one of your pain pills. I said, I can't stand this. You're going to have to take me to the emergency. I said, I just cannot. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. It was about 8 weeks
yes.
at least. At least.
Yeah. You just needed Dr. Bowery over here.
Yes. Or you can tell him about my experiences.
Oh,
but
I
anyways,
know,
you're wonderful, and I would love
back.
To have you on the show again. I'm
Thank
sure
you,
people
love.
Are going to... You know, talk about the Crystal Lady and your books.
Aww,
oh, my goodness. Get out
the
there and get her
lady.
Book. You know, Raise Your Vibes, Energy Self-Healing for Everyone. And it's in Amazon, I'm sure. Everything goes to Amazon. Everything goes everywhere. And, of course, you've got Gail Tor helping you along the way. And,
yeah,
you know,
she's a joy.
Yeah, she's just tremendous. She knows I love her. She knows that. We always and most people I end up saying, "Hey sis, you got something for me?" or yeah, something like that. And she'll say, "Yeah,
yeah
hold on.
Wonderful.
I got something." And I have a guy in the UK, another publishing company, and I wrote him and I said, "Well, where's my stuff for this month?" And you know, and I was laughing out loud and I said, "You know, I'm relentless. I won't leave you alone until you send me something." He calls me. He said, "You are our star." I said, "I'm not your star." He said, "Well, the owner thinks you are." And I said, "That's because I've known that company for a long time before it changed the name." And I said, and he said, I, "That's what he says. She's the star. Send her what she wants."
So,
I have a lot
that.
Of beautiful people
that.
In my life, and I've just
and
added you.
Oh, thank you. That I'm so grateful to hear that you're such a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
It's not
you.
Often that you meet someone, even if it's just on the phone or over distance, that you know you connect with and you just vibe the same, right? You know, you speak the same language as you were saying earlier. People too, and you hold on to these people because these are the ones that you know support you and help you, and you never know when you're going to need some gift or some, you know, one of their gifts to help support you on your path. So
exactly.
You know, for those out
like
there,
say, help.
Don't burn your bridges. Yes.
I mean, I have, you know, when you're on my train, I got you in one of my little cars.
There we go.
And I'm going to drag you along, Tina.
Yeah, I don't
There's
know where
no
I'm
escape.
Going, but I'm ready for a trip. Yeah, let's go.
There you go. Tell your husband, I'm going on a trip. Well, who are you going with? I'm going with Natalie. So be quiet. It's going
to
be wonderful, and I will be back.
I know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
God,
you're wonderful.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed this tonight.
Aww.
And now you know what I'm going to do?
Thank
I'm going to go
love.
Out and take these big, huge bowls for my deer. I feed 8 deer in the back. And I cut up apples for them. Yep. And I have hummingbirds, and I have an armadillo that shows up once in a while. I don't feed that one. And a possum. Because I have a camera,
Aww,
so I know
so
what's
lovely.
Been appearing. Oh, yeah. Oh, I wait.
So
I can't wait to wake up in the morning to
nature.
See how many I have, little babies or the Her Highness. You know, she's the alpha doe or him, the big
Aww.
Guy. He's the big guy with the big antlers.
Aww.
He comes, too.
The buck.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
I love life.
Oh, you got this family back there. That's beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we
oh,
we don't. I'm in Calabasas. We don't have deer here. They talk about mountain lions occasionally, but I've only seen bunnies and coyotes so far. So And my daughter gets so thrilled when we see a bunny because they're so cute with their little white puppy
tails.
Oh,
they are sweet. They go hippity-hoppity. They are.
So cute. Yeah, they are. So my daughter is always thrilled. We go looking for them right when the sun is going down. They all pop up, and you can see them running around the neighborhood. So that's fun. I mean, I'll take that. It's not quite deer's, but the bunnies are sweet, too. So
I know.
Anytime
well, the
you
thing
get
is,
to be in nature.
We're easily amused, aren't we?
I know.
When you think about it, oh, my God, I stand out there and I talk to them and, you know, I'm saying, who in the world am I talking to? Come on, my little babies, come on, your food is here. And I think my cat, I have a Maine Coon, I think my cat peeks through my blinds in the wee hours of the morning and looks at them. I bet you any money he does. And checking out the scene here, what's going on? You're visiting my mother. This is my mom. This is not your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
get
be careful. You know, my son said, yeah, one day you're going to wake up and they're going to be right at your window there looking in. Well, where's our food?
Thank
you. Oh, no, they're beautiful.
Yeah, don't forget.
Anyways, have a great evening. And be safe. Okay. And I'll send you a link to the magazine. And we'll see what I'm going to do on your site anyways. Okay, I love you. You're beautiful.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much for having me, and many blessings to you always and your audience, for everybody who's tuning in. You're such a joy to listen to, and they're lucky to have you in their
love
ear.
Them all.
Yes.
And you're going to love what I say at the end of my show. I say it all the time. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there, and that's how I believe. And that's so you wanted to know what I was about? That's what I'm about, so. Anyways, okay, we're going to play some music because Candy has this song by Gabby Ray. I remembered her name. And it's called Free to Love, and it's kind of like a nice ending to this show. And, okay, look for my email, okay?
I will, love. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, love. Bye. Bye. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night, everyone.